Nuwa and the Great Wall. Written by Selena Kasha. Illustrated by Mary Kinsora. Once upon a time in China, a girl named Nuwa discovered a turtle. She lived in an ancient village just outside the Great Wall. Her house, made of straw and mud, bobbed on endless strips of rice paddies. At dawn, when the sun rose over the wall's stone turrets, the girl joined her parents in the paddy fields. She helped them harvest crops. Nuwa was small for her age, with small hands and small features. She worked hard, stripping the stalks and shoving them in her basket. Every day, she rose with the sun. Every night, with hands that were stained from the paddy, she returned to her straw-stuffed cot and fell asleep. As much as Nuwa enjoyed harvesting rice, sometimes she got bored with the constant pulling and gathering and waking and sleeping. One day, as she grasped a damp stalk, she saw something move in the mud. "A turtle!" she exclaimed. Nuwa's grandmother, just before she entered Heaven's Gates, often said she would return to this life as a turtle. Nuwa didn't walk away from the turtle. She also didn't tell her parents about it. She worried they would capture it and use the meat for turtle stew. Nuwa crouched down and gazed into the turtle's eyes. Without blinking, the turtle froze. Nuwa thought he was only a baby. He withdrew his head into his gold and red colored shell. Nuwa reached out to touch the surface. Although he moved and ducked like an average turtle, Nuwa thought the colors on his back belonged to royalty. "A king of nature," she decided. "Don't be afraid," she whispered. The turtle blinked, and inch by inch, his head reappeared.
"I'll call you Io,"
she said after her grandmother, Aya. Every day, before the sun rose, Nuwa hooked a leash around her turtle's neck. She walked Io partway along the Great Wall. During this time in China, peasants and rice farmers weren't allowed up the stone steps.
"They don't know that the gods chose you to bear their royal colors,"
Nuwa told Io. They walked beside the wall and could never see above it. Just before the ruby sun blinked over the paddies, they returned to harvest. One day, on their normal walk, Nuwa saw that a few chunks of the wall were missing. It was common for robbers from her rice paddy village to steal pieces of the wall. They sold the pieces in the marketplace to make money. If only a few went missing, no one would notice. But as Nuwa walked by the wall, she saw a large section had disappeared. The entire thing could topple over. If the emperor ever found out that the villagers stole the stones, he'd burn their houses to the ground and take their rice paddies for himself. She rushed home and told her parents about what she saw. But they shook their heads. "Nuwa, we can't do anything about the wall," they said. "Mind your chores and don't look at the stones anymore. The wall and the people who built and walk on the wall want nothing to do with us." Nuwa did what she was told. When she walked Io, she took him in the opposite direction beside the wall. But every night, when she went to bed, the image of a toppling wall gave her nightmares. What would happen if people were on the wall when it fell over? She shivered even thinking about it. Because she couldn't talk to her parents about the wall, she confided in Io.
"If I do nothing," she whispered, "the wall will fall. If the wall falls, we'll lose our village and our paddies. We'll have no place to go."
Io was a smart turtle. Even though he never spoke to Nuwa in her language, he could tell how much the missing pieces of the wall bothered her. So, every night when she fell asleep, Io snuck out of her house. Even though he moved slowly, he searched and found the missing pieces from the wall and put them back in their places. He did this for many nights. Finally, Io pieced the wall back together, except for one stone. The last stone of the foundation was nowhere to be found. Without the final stone, the wall would crumble. Soon the emperor would notice the missing piece and punish all the villagers. Io knew what he had to do. The next morning, Nua took Io for his walk. Instead of heading in the normal direction, Io pulled on his leash. He brought Nua back to the breaking wall. Nua gazed at the once broken wall now filled with stones. She glanced down at Io.
"Did you fix this?"
Nua asked Io in surprise. Io looked deeply into her eyes before shifting his gaze to the one missing stone. Nua glanced at the last empty spot on the wall. She realized what he was about to do.
"Don't take the stone's place," she cried as tears blurred her vision. "You mean too much to me, and the gods aren't ready for you to return to heaven yet."
Io slowly shook his turtle head. He placed himself where the missing piece should have been. He was a perfect fit. So torn apart by sadness, the tearful Nua returned to her house. She told her parents of Io's heroic sacrifice. Worried about their daughter, her parents followed her to the wall. But one of the emperor's soldiers stood guard in front of it. He wouldn't let Nua or her parents see Io. On one of his scouting trips, the soldier noticed Io's red and yellow shell sticking out from the wall where a stone was meant to be. Worried that someone had switched Io for a stone, he reported to the emperor.
"Someone stole a rock from the great wall and replaced it with a turtle," the soldier said.
The emperor thought a thief was trying to make him look like a fool. The emperor's courts decided to punish the village for the missing piece of the wall. When the emperor arrived at the scene in his golden chariot, he heard Nua tell her tale of the brave turtle that set everything right. The emperor thought and thought and thought. "I must reward this turtle's bravery," he decided. He then made a special shrine to Io at the base of the wall and rewarded Nua's family for Io's bravery. Nua looked at the rubies and gold that the emperor offered. She had seen these colors before in Io's shell and knew she would never forget the selfless kindness Io offered to her people. Nua gave the emperor's gift away to the thieves who had taken the wall's stones. She hoped this would prevent them from stealing ever again. The town was no longer in danger of being punished. The rice paddies continued to thrive, and the wall remained strong. Nua wanted her people to remember Io's sacrifice. She spent the rest of her life helping others in honor of Io, the grandfather turtle who saved them all.